So we may be getting close to another Toyota recall. Officials in Japan said Friday that they were considering a recall of the 2010 Prius hybrid because of a flaw in the car's anti-lock braking system. The flaw could affect other models as well. But just a short week ago, Toyota seemed to have this huge reservoir of trust. Listen.
So far, I have had no problems with my cars, and I'm sure if there a problem comes up, they can fix it. I have implicit trust in, ample trust in Toyota.
I've always liked Toyota. They're so dependable, and I've talked to people, too. They will stick with Toyota because they're previous owners, and they still will trust Toyota.
Well, despite the recalls, the company is certainly betting that its customers will stand fast. But both because of the way cars are designed these days and because of Toyota's pattern of reluctance to respond to reports of problems, there are increasing calls for a broader look at the entire industry.
We'd like to see the government and the auto industry set up a task force to take a fresh look at all the issues associated with the electronics and the electrical systems in modern automobiles.
Is this about the electronics and the electrical systems in all cars, or is it about Toyota? That's Clarence Ditlow, an interview with the Associated Press yesterday. He's the director of the Center for Auto Safety in Washington. But now a new case involving the crash and death of a former auto worker driving her 2005 Toyota Camry may raise some new issues across the Toyota product line. We're joined by New York Times Detroit Bureau Chief Bill Vlasic, William Vlasic, who writes about this in today's paper. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
So let's talk, first of all, about this specific case and then raise this sort of broader issue of whether the electronic design of cars at Toyota and other makers actually causes investigators to look at the entire product line of these companies. First of all, what happened to this woman?
Well, this fatal accident in Flint, Michigan, in 2008, 2005 model Toyota Camry driven by a woman by the name of Guadalupe Alberto. Very, very violent crash, one car crash, car speeding wildly out of control in the middle of a Saturday afternoon. And no floor mats in this car, and this car was also not among those that were recalled for sticky accelerator pedals. Therefore, it really can't be explained by the actions Toyota has already taken.
And let's pause there for a second. There was some discussion by the company that the mechanical problem that motivated this recall of 4 million vehicles had something to do with the floor mats, but if they weren't in the car, this obviously isn't the case here.
No, they have to eliminate floor mats and problems with a sticky pedal because, again, this car was not in their recall group. The lawsuit is alleging that this was a problem with Toyota's electronic throttle control system, which is a very sophisticated computerized device that controls the speed of the engine on many, many, many Toyota cars. Toyota has steadfastly said there is nothing wrong. They cannot find any problems with their electronic systems, but clearly the government is looking very closely at this, and Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood the other day said that electronics are sort of the next stage of this inquiry.
You know, he's been on our program talking just broadly about the electronic sort of proliferation within the cockpit and within cars is a real problem for him and raises a lot of issues for him. You heard Clarence Ditlow of the Center for Auto Safety in Washington there talking about the government needs to take a fresh look at cars. Do you think these electronic designs possibly motivate a completely different view of safety than we've had up till now?
They're extremely complex and proprietary in many cases to each different car maker.
Uh-huh.
And as we've found in looking through investigations by the government previously into Toyotas, it appears that the National Highway Traffic Safety Agency may not have all the technical capabilities themselves to analyze this equipment. So
well, let's unpack that for a second, William Vlasic. So if it's proprietary, that means the company actually keeps it a secret. So investigators trying to figure out the safety concerns of a particular design actually don't even have access to the design files.
Well, what they have access to are complaints of incidents, and automakers, you know, are required to turn over any data that they have on any accidents or complaints from consumers. In this particular case, Camrys have been investigated for this electronic issues, but sometimes they don't get all the reports because there's so many of them. Sometimes they segregate them. It's just a very complicated new area that is going to require a different kind of technical expertise than looking at traditional mechanical issues in a car.
Right. Well, on the one hand, you're talking about design and electronics that have moved beyond the capacity of regulators to actually oversee. But what do you think this particular case is going to mean for Toyota the next few days or weeks?
Well, this case is drawing comparisons to the very awful crash out in San Diego last summer that killed four people, including a highway patrolman, where you just have a very, very high-speed, essentially one-car accident with an experienced driver and a car with no problems previously. Unfortunately, sometimes these horrible accidents are what get the draw the attention to a specific problem. And, you know, these may be rare occurrences, but they're catastrophic. And so I'm expecting that this case, along with a few others that were really violent crashes, will probably heighten the interest of regulators and maybe lawmakers as well to look at the electronics.
And we're expecting more out of Toyota, possibly not on this particular case, but certainly they're up against the wall on a whole range of issues. William Vlasic, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you.
Bill Vlasic is New York Times Detroit bureau chief, speaking about Toyota and a new case that's written about in our partner, the New York Times, today. Coming up, the soul legend Bill Withers joins us to discuss the new film Still Bill, which documents the singer's storied life and music career, which is as if we need an excuse to play any Bill Withers music.
Sometimes if I tell somebody who I am, they'll say, no, you ain't.
Lean on me, lean on us. Bill Withers coming up later. And we're also discussing the notion of gridlock on Capitol Hill. In your life, have you ever faced gridlock with a friend, a coworker, or a family member? How do you break a stalemate in your life? Tell us the story at 8778-MYTAKE or email us, mytake@thetakeaway.org.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.